On the line with us today is the executive director of No-Till on the Plains, Steve Swaffer. We're talking about the up-and-coming winter conference for No-Till on the Plains, latter part of January in Salina, Kansas. Steve, tell us a little bit about the 2017 event.
Well, Ron, we've got a really big lineup prepared for folks. We've got 37 different speakers from across the country as well as across the continents. We have several international speakers, and we've got 55 different breakout sessions that folks can attend. So, you know, if you don't get to see somebody the first time, you'll have a second time to come see them. So we really think this will be one of the best conferences we've ever had. Several speakers from Oklahoma this year that include Alan Mindeman and Jimmy Emmons, which most people know, and then a couple of the OSU staffers, Dr. Brian Arnall and Jason Warren, will also be speaking for us this year. So we're real excited, and you're right, it's just around the corner with January 24th and 25th.
One of the things, Steve, I think is really interesting about your lineup of speakers, it's a real interesting mix. You've got NRCS folks, you've got, as you mentioned, some international folks, you've got land-grant people, and then you've got a lot of producers as well.
Yeah, this organization was always established with the idea of it being by producers for producers, and so we'll always lean more towards the on-farm practical experience speakers than we will researchers or other experts, but we have a great mix this year, several soil experts from both Canada and the United States. Dr. Ray Weil from the University of Maryland has been on the leading edge of soil sciences for 30 years. And then Odette Menard, who's from Canada, has really stepped up and increased her knowledge and presence of helping producers in both Canada and the United States. So we've got really some great experts, but we're always going to have a really high suite of folks that are actual farmers putting it on the ground, telling their story, sharing the economics of what they're doing on their farm, as well as their successes and learning from their mistakes. So I think there'll be a really nice opportunity for anybody attending the conference.
Well, one of the things that's, I think, pretty interesting about this whole no-till movement, and of course, no-till in the plains, you've got several years under your belt, and really the whole tenor or the whole concept of a lot of the teaching has been about soil health even before we were calling it soil health.
Yeah, no-till in the plains has always been about a system. No-till farming is just a part of that system. It's just a tool in the toolbox, if you will. But over the years, we've added more tools that have included diverse crop rotations, intensity of cropping, integrating livestock back in on our cropping fields, and probably what most folks are now starting to see as the next step is using cover crops not only for soil health, but for forage to help integrate those livestock back in on the farm. And now we're seeing alternative crops, different crops that we have not traditionally seen grown in the Plains region as being a part of that system to restore those healthy soils and get the biological activity really stimulated from a diversity of plants all growing at the same time.
You, one of the things I know you're very proud of is the fact that you've got kind of entry points for everybody from beginners to the most experienced in no-till type of system farming. This is something that I think is an important part of no-till in the plains.
Yeah, Ron, we really do feel like 20 years ago, many of the folks that have been to our conference over the years were at the beginning stages of no-till and simply just needed to make a switch from conventional tillage to a lack of tillage and no soil disturbance. And so this year we have a day dedicated specifically for folks trying to make that switch. On Monday, January 23rd, we will have a day just a beginner's workshop for anybody who's either just getting started with the system, is curious about how to get started, just been in it for a year or two. We have a bunch of folks, experts that have been at it for 15 or 20 years and have made all the mistakes. So they're going to share their experiences with beginners on that Monday, the 23rd. The conference that we've been having now for 20 years on Tuesday and Wednesday, that'll be for probably anybody, both beginners and the advanced. They can find something in those 2 days, including some weather predictions from Brian Bledsoe, who's a meteorologist out of Colorado. And then our last day of the conference on Thursday is our AIM Symposium, Agricultural's Innovative Mind Symposium, and that truly is for the advanced soil health practitioner. And this year we're focusing on building resistance, resiliency, and recovery into your farm. And the attributes that we find on farms that are resistant to pests or resistance to disease, and the things that those practitioners are implementing on those farms to build those characteristics in their farms. So we're real excited about that day and have three really good speakers for that day, and that will be very interactive with our audience. So there truly is something for anybody who's interested in a systems approach to agriculture on one of those 4 days.
I guess one other thing that we might talk about just for a moment, Steve, the fact that there's still some good deals as far as you've got your early bird pricing for just a few more days before we hit the new year.
Yeah, we still have pricing at $275 for the winter conference, clear through January 2nd. It'll go up $25 at midnight, beginning 12:01 January 3rd. We still have some package deals. If you want to combine the winter conference with our beginner session or with our AIM symposium or do all three of them, we've got package discounts. And for Oklahoma producers, we still have a few of our first-timer discounts available. So if they've never been to the conference, they can get a $50 discount on the pricing just by identifying that they've never been to the conference. And we're doing that in partnership with Oklahoma State. So, yeah, there's still plenty of opportunities to save a few dollars here before January 2nd. So we'd like to see everybody get signed up before then.
Executive Director for No-Till on the Plains, Steve Swaffer. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.